Filipino man has been nailed to a cross every Good Friday for 33 years. Ruben and H., a dedicated 58-year-old Filipino Catholic residing in San Pedro Cutit, San Fernando City, has recently completed his 33rd consecutive reenactment of Jesus Christ's crucifixion on Good Friday. N.H., embodying Christ's role, willingly undergoes the ritual of being nailed to a wooden cross each year since the 1980s. However, he has declared that the forthcoming year will mark his final portrayal of the iconic biblical event. N.H., in his quest to find a successor, underscores the significance of humility and community service over pride. He seeks an individual willing to embrace the symbolic crucifixion, enduring the insertion of 4-inch nails into their hands and feet and being raised onto a large wooden cross for approximately 5 minutes every Good Friday. "I want to only do this until next year," Inage emphasized. "What I'm looking for in my successor is someone who serves as a positive role model in their community, embodying good manners and values, without seeking personal recognition or boasting about the role." The tradition of reenacting the crucifixion in San Pedro Cutit traces its roots back to 1962, inspired by a local playwright's dramatic rendition. Over time, it has evolved into one of the Philippines' most revered religious events, drawing thousands of Christian spectators annually. Nevertheless, the practice has ignited controversy, eliciting criticism from Catholic leaders and public health officials alike. Despite concerns raised by authorities, participants like Inage staunchly defend the ritual, viewing it as a profound manifestation of faith. While the wounds inflicted by the nails may take up to 2 weeks to heal, volunteers remain resolute in their conviction that the sacrifice symbolizes their unwavering religious devotion. The annual reenactment serves as a poignant reminder of the crucifixion narrative, resonating deeply with believers across the Philippines. As Inage prepares to pass on his role, he aspires to inspire a new generation to embrace humility and selflessness, virtues that form the cornerstone of the Good Friday tradition in San Pedro Cutit. Expanding upon this narrative, let us delve deeper into the historical significance of the tradition and its impact on the local community, as well as explore the personal motivations and experiences of participants like Ruben and H. The tradition of crucifixion reenactment in San Pedro Cutit holds deep cultural and religious significance for the local community. Originating in 1962, the tradition was initially inspired by a desire to vividly depict the sufferings of Jesus Christ as recounted in the Bible. Over the years, it has grown into a highly anticipated event, drawing not only devout Catholics but also tourists and media attention from around the world. For participants like Ruben and H., the decision to undergo the grueling ordeal of being nailed to a cross is driven by a profound sense of devotion and spiritual commitment. Raised in a devout Catholic family, Inage was deeply influenced by the religious teachings and traditions instilled in him from a young age. As he witnessed the crucifixion reenactment each year, he felt a calling to participate and honor his faith in a tangible and impactful way. The act of being nailed to a cross is not taken lightly by Inage and others who choose to participate. It is a solemn and deeply personal experience, symbolizing their willingness to share in the suffering of Christ and offer penance for their sins. Despite the physical pain and discomfort endured during the reenactment, participants like Inage find solace and strength in their faith, believing that their sacrifice brings them closer to God and strengthens their spiritual connection. However, the tradition of crucifixion reenactment has also sparked debate and controversy, both within the Catholic Church and among the general public. Critics argue that the practice glorifies and sensationalizes violence, detracting from the true message of Christ's sacrifice and resurrection. Additionally, concerns have been raised about the potential physical and psychological harm inflicted on participants, as well as the ethical implications of staging such a graphic and visceral spectacle. In response to these concerns, Catholic leaders and public health officials have called for greater scrutiny and regulation of the crucifixion reenactment tradition. Efforts have been made to ensure the safety and well-being of participants, including medical supervision and guidelines for the proper handling of the nails and crosses used in the ritual. Additionally, there has been a greater emphasis on promoting alternative forms of religious expression and devotion that do not involve physical harm or risk. Despite these challenges, the tradition of crucifixion reenactment continues to endure in San Pedro Cutit, fueled by the unwavering faith and dedication of individuals like Reuben and H. As he prepares to pass on his role to a successor, NH remains hopeful that the tradition will continue to evolve and adapt to meet the changing needs and sensibilities of future generations. Ultimately, the crucifixion reenactment serves as a powerful symbol of faith, sacrifice, and redemption, inspiring believers to reflect on the true meaning of Good Friday and the enduring message of hope and salvation.